so critically acclaimed.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Not So Critically Acclaimed podcast. I'm Laura, and this week we're going to be talking about the Netflix original series Cobra Kai. Now, I'm very excited to be talking about it because I finally took your guys' advice and decided to watch the show. You guys have been asking me for a while, whether it's been on Instagram or on TikTok or whatever, but I finally gave in and gave it a chance, and I absolutely loved it, and it was totally worth it. So thank you to all of you guys. Now, Cobra Kai is 3 seasons long. It first premiered in 2018 on YouTube Red, which I think is like YouTube's version of their streaming platform. It might be called something else now. But then it switched to Netflix, so it's now a Netflix original series. I think season 3 was the first season that it like became a Netflix original series. So a little bit more of a backstory on my experience. So I think I had first heard of Cobra Kai when my dad was scrolling through Netflix and decided to watch it sometime in 2020. And he actually wanted to watch with me, but I wasn't really interested, even though I knew nothing about the show. I do remember getting glimpses of the show and being like, why are you watching this? It's like a teen show or something. And it wasn't until I was watching the MTV Movie and TV Awards from 2020, where they did more of a throwback award show, like looking back at the most memorable nominees in all the categories over the years, and kind of doing like an all-star year award show where they did like Best Kiss and they had compilation of all like the best nominees from over the year, and then you know, awarded the best, like the greatest of all time. That's what it was, MTV Movie and TV Awards, greatest of all time. So the final award was Zero to Hero, and William Zabka, who plays Johnny Lawrence, won for Cobra Kai. And he was giving his acceptance speech, and that's how I learned that Cobra Kai was an extension of the Karate Kid movies, because I had absolutely no idea. And it kind of made me feel better about why my dad was watching it, because I'm like, okay, the Karate Kids, the movies came out in the 80s, you know, that makes more sense. So fast forward a few months, and I guess some people were insisting on my TikTok lives and videos that I should watch it, so I added it to my list. I had every intention of watching it before season 3 premiered in January, so I could watch it with my dad, but I didn't. Instead, I think June like was the time where I finally took the time to start watching the Karate Kid movies, which I had never seen except maybe like parts of the first one in high school. And I remember actually the day I finally watched the final Karate Kid movie was the day that my dad started watching season 3 of Cobra Kai. So I was like, man, I was about to start and we could have watched the new season together. But whatever. Point is, I finally watched all 3 seasons in late July, early August, and absolutely loved it. So now I'm so ready for season 4 in December. And based on like the plot lines of things that happen, which I'll get more into in part 2, I'm really glad that I had the 3 seasons to watch, because I think I would have been way more annoyed in like where the story was if I had only had seasons 1 and 2 and I had to wait for season 3. So I feel like at the point in the story and the plot, things are a little bit more settled at the end of season 3. So now let's talk about the cast. For starters, we have William Zabka, who plays Johnny Lawrence. Obviously, he was in the original Karate Kid movies, although just officially in the first one, and then there's like a cameo and archive footage in the other 2 movies. And then he also had a like recurring role on How I Met Your Mother, which I had no memory of just because I don't remember like all the episodes of How I Met Your Mother, as well as like other sitcoms I've watched. And I had not seen the Karate Kid movies at the point in time of watching How I Met Your Mother. So his role in it, because he plays himself, didn't really have any impact on me and like stand out. Then there's Ralph Macchio, who plays Daniel LaRusso. Again, obviously the original Karate Kid movies. He was in The Outsiders, My Cousin Vinny. He had a recurring role in Ugly Betty, and he was in the movie Crossroads, which I've still never seen and I really need to. Okay, then this next person, I'm definitely going to mess up his name, so I am sorry. Zolo Mariduena, I have no idea if I said that right, but he plays Miguel Diaz, and he was in Parenthood, which I watched, but like a long time ago, and I don't really remember much of it. I think he played one of the kids, obviously, but I don't remember who and any, like, I don't remember his face, anything like that in the show. Then there's Mary Mouser, who plays Sam LaRusso. She had a recurring role in NCIS, also the show Love is Wild, and then she had a lead role in the show Body of Proof, which I watched back in the day, and that's how I knew her. Then there's Tanner Buchanan, who plays Robbie Keane. He's had recurring roles on Girl Meets World, Game Shakers, The Fosters, and then he had a main role in Designated Survivor. He's definitely a recognizable face. Like, for me, I don't know where I know him from. Like, I think it's either Girl Meets World or The Fosters, but he just has a face that, like, he looks super, like, recognizable. And he's obviously going to be starring in the new Netflix original movie, He's All That, which premieres in just a few days. Then we have Jacob Bertrand, who plays Eli Moskowitz. He's been in shows like Bubble Guppies, Marvin Marvin, Kirby Buckets, all which I've never heard of. And then the Disney Channel original movie, The Swap, which I haven't heard of either. On the other side, a well-known Disney name, we have Peyton List. She plays Tori Nichols. Now, fair warning, she does not appear till the second season. She's known for the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movies, The Outcasts, Valley Girl, Light as a Feather, Hubie Halloween, and then, of course, her starring roles in Jesse and Bunked. Then there's Courtney Hengeler. She plays Amanda LaRusso. She's been in episodes of The Big Bang Theory, Working Class, Mom, and Faking It. Gianni DiCenzo plays Dimitri. He's been in the shows Coop and Cammy Ask the World, as well as 100 Things to Do Before High School. And lastly is Martin Cove, who plays John Kreese. Again, he was in the original Karate Kid movies. He played Sensei, I'm totally blanking. Johnny something. He played John, Sensei John, I don't remember. Oh, wait, I'm so dumb. I just literally said Martin Cove as John Kreese. Oh, my God, I'm dumb. He played Sensei John Kreese. And he was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and a show called Cagney and Lacey, which, if you're thinking sounds familiar, it's because they're the names of Terry's twin daughters in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I always wondered, like, I've never heard names like this. Like, what is the origin? So Cagney and Lacey was like a cop show from, I think, the 70s, 80s, 90s, something like that. And that makes sense then because Brooklyn Nine-Nine is obviously a cop show. So for Terry, who's a detective, or actually a lieutenant or sergeant something, to name his kids that, that totally makes sense. But that's a side note. Okay, let's get into the plot. So Cobra Kai takes place 34 years after the original Karate Kid movie. Johnny Lawrence and Daniel LaRusso are both grown men still living in Los Angeles. Now, the show focuses more on Johnny Lawrence and his redemption story. In the original movie, he was, of course, the quintessential bully, like villain, I guess, who made life difficult for the hero main character, Daniel LaRusso. Obviously, by the end of the first movie, Daniel beats Johnny in the All Valley Karate Tournament, and they've been rivals ever since. Well, now we see Daniel is thriving. He owns a major car dealership, very successful businessman, happily married to his wife, Amanda, and has two kids, 16-year-old Samantha and Anthony, who I don't know how old he is, but that's the younger son. Johnny, on the other hand, is kind of a lowlife. He partied through most of his life, like most of his 20s and 30s, he said. He was working, I think, as a handyman was the title probably at the beginning of the show, but then he gets fired. Don't worry, it's not a major spoiler. It happens very quickly. And like, he just doesn't have his life organized. He's irresponsible, constantly drinking, no goals, no family, no friends, like nothing. But then one night, he's sitting outside of a convenience store eating his dinner when a bunch of these high school bullies start beating up this other kid who happens to be Johnny's neighbor. So Johnny steps in and uses his karate skills to beat them up. Because of this encounter, then Johnny's neighbor, 16-year-old Miguel, begs Johnny to train him and teach him karate. And so finally, Johnny agrees, and he ends up reopening the Cobra Kai dojo where he trained in the 80s. So now then Daniel hears about this, and he's not happy because he knows what Cobra Kai was all about back in the day. But Johnny is not the villain anymore. You know, he's the main character, and he ends up training the underdogs, at least at first. And so that's very much the gist of the show's premise. Like, you know, just these two people from the original movies living their lives, new generation of, like, you know, the students that they're going to train, like new generation of karate kids, I guess. And then this, you know, age old rivalry and stuff. You can also expect teen drama, epic karate battles, and of course, plenty of throwbacks to the original movies. So if you haven't seen them, I really recommend doing so. Now, they do a pretty good job giving backstory and showing clips from the movies to explain things, but you'll definitely appreciate all the details more if you watch the movies. And honestly, I loved this show. Like, it was way better than I expected it to be because I just had no expectations. And what I think is great about the show is, and the beauty of the show is, in my opinion, you know, there aren't always true heroes and true villains. They have a real knack for showing origin stories and creating these layered characters who all have their moments of being good and being bad. So it creates this really interesting experience when you're watching them because, you know, you're rooting for characters all over the place. Like, sometimes you'll root for this character, but sometimes you'll root for the other one. Like, it kind of is like a roller coaster in who you're rooting for. And I just can't say enough about it. It's only 30 episodes, like 25, 30 minutes each. There is a new season 4, coming out in December. So it's totally worth the hype and I could not recommend it more. If you have seen it already and you just can't wait to hear my opinions, make sure to tune back into the Not So Critically Acclaimed podcast on Wednesday for part 2. That'll have all my opinions, my predictions for the future, you know, anything that stood out to me because I was keeping a running list. I'm really excited to dive into it. So again, be sure to tune back in on Wednesday. But otherwise, thanks for listening and I'll talk to you later. Bye.